Morning. Today's daf is daf Yudalid in Menachos. Second week into Menachos, 14th page of the Masechta. We start on the Mishnah. Okay, a little more piggle. Okay. Shachat shnei kvasim lechel achas menachalos amachar. Again, remember we terminology that we worked with yesterday is terminology of matir nitar. In the world of piggle, so your machshava has to be during a matir, during an avoda which is a matir. Like Shechita, like Zrikas Adam, but that's Zvachim. We're not learning Zvachims now, we're learning Menachos. So in the world of Menachos, like Kemitza, like the burning of the Kemitza, the Haktaras HaKemitza, things like that. We're going to talk today in the context of the Mincha of the Shtei HaLechem. Shavuos is the Yantiv that's coming up. First we're going to deal with Pesach. Okay, and then 50 short days later, we have Shavuos. The Torah describes it like this: this is background, obviously. So Sheva Shabbatos Tamimos Tiyena. So you're going to count 7 full weeks. Ad Mimachros Hashabbos Hashvitz Tispru Chamishim Yom. You count 50 days. V'kraft Mincha Chadasha La Hashem, and you're going to bring a brand new Mincha. Mimosh Losechem Taviu Lechem Tenufa Shtaim Shnei Esrin Nusolos Tiyena Chametz Tefeno. Bikurim La Hashem. You're going to bring bread, and you're going to bring shtayim, and you're going to bring 2 of them. Right? We call them the Shtei Alechem, the 2 loaves of bread. Vikraftim al Alechem Shivas Kvasim, and together with that, they're going to be 7 sheep, Parben Bakar Echad, 1 bull, the Elim Shnaim, and 2 rams, you Ola Lashem, and they're all Olas. Uminchasem Niskem Yisherech Nichoch Lashem. Now, for the purposes of today's discussion, ignore all the other animals. Meaning, just focus on the two loaves of bread. The Asisim Sirizim Echalachatas, and also, of course, a goat for a chatas, that's every yontif. Ushneik vasim b'nei shana lezevach shlamim. Here's the part we're going to focus in on, we're going to key in on, and that is 2 lambs that are brought on Shavuos. Ushneik vasim b'nei shana lezevach shlamim. Ve'iniv hakono sam al lechem abikorim. Now you go through tenufa, you go through waving. Waving is one of those activities which we didn't really discuss much about in Zvachim. We'll discuss more about it in Menachos. Waving means like a lulav. Right, pick it up and down and right and left, and you know whatever your minhag is for lulav. I guess that's what your minhag is going to be for tenufa. So, but right, yeah. But you're going to be waving the heinif hakohen of some al lechem habikurim. The 2 sheep are going to be waved together with the 2 loaves of bread. Tenufa lefnei Hashem al shnei kvasim kodesh yul Hashem lakom krasim betz mayam azeh, and then the Torah.
You wave the front leg of the sheep?
No. It sounds like the whole sheep. The whole sheep. Pick up the whole sheep. Okay, now, as Rashi points out in today's daf, and I'm going to make exceedingly clear from the very beginning of today's daf, so there's obviously a relationship between those 2 lambs, the Kifsei Atzeres, and the Shtei Alechem, the 2 loaves of bread. In our discussion, this is the important part for today. Right? You missed this, you missed today. In today's discussion, the shneik vasim, the 2 lambs, are the matirim for the shtei lechem. We are not allowed to eat the shtei lechem until you offer the shneik vasim. The 2 lambs are the matirim. The 2 loaves of bread are the nitar, or that which is being permitted. Okay? And now once you know that, now, and the Torah doesn't make that clear. The Torah talks about the relationship. The Torah talks about tenufa. But I'm telling you, Torah Shebaal Peh, part of today's tradition is that they are connected. And so now that you know that, all you need to do now is plug in piggle. Okay, so how is piggle going to work? Okay, so I can have a machshava while doing the matir, which means the shechting of the lambs, and I could think about the bread because the bread is anita, the bread is what is becoming permitted by the lambs. Okay, so it's once you know the relationship of the lambs and the bread, all you now do is plug in your regular rules of piggle, and it works.
One quick question.
Yes.
When you're doing a snufa of the lamb, is it before or after the shtinkta? I forgot.
The Torah doesn't make that clear. I think it's before. Sounds like it's before. Okay. Now, so that's critical for today, for the entire today. What makes this case... I guess delicious, not a great adjective, but what makes this case exciting and what we're going to be spending our entire day discussing today is the following. Here, you really have 2 matirim. right? Because there are two lambs. And you have two nitarim, two things which become permitted, which is the two loaves of bread. Usually in our pigel discussion, it's one act of shechita and it's one piece of meat. Okay? So that's, you know, and it makes pigel easy to discuss, as if the last couple of days have been easy. But it makes it easier to discuss. Today's discussion, the complexity of today, is going to be based on the fact that there's two and two. Two matirin and two nitarin. And that's what makes today fun. So the Mishnah goes like this. So let's say I shecht both lambs and I want to eat one of the loaves of bread. I say this while doing the act of shechita. Remember, pigel is all while I'm doing the avoda. And while I'm doing the avoda of shechting both lambs, I say, I can't wait to eat one of the loaves of bread tomorrow. In appropriate time, chusuzmano. Lamacha hikter shnei bezichin. Or, the Mishnah is going to give us a similar case. Same basic construct. We have the lechem upon him, 12 loaves of bread. The 12 loaves of bread are arranged in two columns of six. So six and six. So each column can be basically treated like a separate unit. Shnei bezichin, and remember how many spoons are there on the top? Two spoons. Okay, good. It's the same construct. It's two and two. Two spoons, which are two matirin, two columns of bread, two nitarim. Shnei bezichin lechol echa min asedarim lamachar. And again, same idea. So as I'm burning both spoons, I say, I can't wait to eat one of the columns tomorrow. So, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Oso achala v'oso haseder shechishev alav pigol, v'chayav alav kares, v'asheni posel v'ein bo kares. So Rav Yossi says, that which you thought about becomes pigel, that which you didn't think about does not become pigel. Now, if for purposes of full disclosure, Rav Yossi does say that the other loaf on Shavuos and the other column for the lechem upon him does become disqualified. It becomes pusel. And we will learn later this afternoon. We will learn later this morning that's rabbinic, that's midrabanan. But Rav Yossi is of the opinion that only the one that you thought about becomes pigel, the one that you didn't think about does not become pigel. And the simple shot behind Rav Yossi is that they are two separate entities. Meaning you have two loaves of bread that you bring on Shavuos. The Torah describes them as shtayim. They are two. So that which you intend to eat tomorrow becomes pigel, gets affected with the status of pigel, and that which you didn't does not. That's a simple pshat behind Rav Yossi. And the Chachamim disagree. And what do the Chachamim say? Finishing up the Mishnah. Chachamim amrim zev zev pigel v'chayav v'nalav kares. And the Chachamim say they're both mispagel. Both loaves of bread become pigel, and the basis for their explanation is very simple, because we don't treat them like two. It's one unit. The Torah says bring two loaves of bread, right? You hear that? You hear I said it really quickly? Right? It's not two, it's not one and one, it's two loaves of bread. So if I'm thinking about one of the loaves, it will, like a virus, spread and affect the other loaf of bread as well. Pigel will apply to both. Anyone who eats a kezias of either loaf of bread is going to be chayev kares. Only one of the...
Not the whole roll.
Yeah,
so... About one.
Right, so...
And one would be...
Good question.
I think the Chachamim, I would say...
Right, it spreads.
It's
spreads. Right.
But it would have been a bigger thing.
Right, how does he organize in his head the lechem of the 12 loaves of bread? Good question. Okay, now... the Gemara is going to try to cut more into the understanding of Rav Yossi. I'm Rav Huna. Omer Haya Rav Yossi. So Rav Huna says, look, here's what we'll do with Rav Yossi. Pigel b'yerech shel yamin lo nispagel ha'yerech shel small. We can even extend his position.
I'm sorry. I just noticed the
Tosfos
talks about...
Oh, I didn't see. Who adin chal achas min asedam shel, so I'll say the pigel. Okay, I see, because it's five and five. Okay. I'm with you. Amar Ravuna Amar Haya Rabbi Yossi Pickle B'Yarch Shal Yamin L'Nispagal Yarch Shal Small. Okay. Ravuna says, let's take Rabbi Yossi now even further. Rabbi Yossi takes the two loaves of bread and divides them into two separate loaves. So that if while doing the Avoda, and the matir, which in the world of the Shtei Alechem is the Shnei Kvasim, I think about one of the loaves of bread. Rav Yosef says it only affects one, not the other. Okay. Rav Huna says, I'm going to take that same construct, that same basic idea, and you know what? I think Rav Yosef would even go so far as to say that by animals as well. Okay? Meaning it's one animal. But let's say my machshav of pigle is that I can't wait to eat the right leg tomorrow, right? Assuming it's a carbon chatas. Or the right leg 3 days from now, assuming it's a shlamim. So according to Rav Huna, Rav Yossi, same thing over here. The right leg becomes pigle, not the left leg. My time, what's the reason? Ibai same as far, Ibai same akra. So, I could tell you it's either based on Sfar, it's based on Pesukim, it can go either way. Look, in the world of Tuma, now I know this is not Tuma, this is Pigle, and it's a separate discussion, but at least we're going to take the concept we know by Tuma and plug it in over here. So, Ilu itme chad aver, mi itme lekule. Look, I have limbs of an animal. They're disconnected. They're not connected. You have to say that. Otherwise, this argument doesn't work. You have limbs of an animal. They're disconnected. But they all came from the same animal. And now one limb becomes tummy. Does the other limb become tummy? No. The other limb does not become tummy. So what Rav Huna is arguing on behalf of Rav Yossi is, same thing over here, that if I have a kavan intent of eating one of the limbs, chutzas mano, only that limb becomes affected with pigle, not the other limb. That's the svara of Rav Yossi. Ibai say makra, or I could simply say it's based on a pasuk. V'nefesh achalas mimena avonat isa. The pasuk that deals with pigle, which was last week's parsha, says that the person who eats mimenu from it avonat isa. Mimenu v'lo mechavero. The Torah is very clear that your pigle, that which becomes pigle, is only mimenu, only that which you had in mind. The other parts of it that you don't have in mind does not become pigle. All right, so everyone see what Rav Huna is doing over here. What Rav Huna is doing over here is he's taking Rav Yossi of the Mishnah and he's running with it. He's going to town with Rav Yossi. Meaning because Rav Yossi in our Mishnah only talks about a very limited scenario of the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem upon him. Where there, you have literally two separate loaves of bread. Rav Yossi says, we're going to take one loaf. If I have kavan on one loaf, it doesn't affect the other. And what Rav Huna is doing is, I could take that idea of Rav Yossi, and I think it would translate even to an animal. Now, it's not a fair comparison. Shtei Alechem, there are two separate loaves of bread. An animal is not... I understand we could cut the animal up, and you know, obviously we're doing that, but still, it's one animal. So Rav Huna is taking Rav Yossi, and he's running with it, and essentially what the Gemara is going to do for about the next Amud, from here until almost the top of the next page, and Yud Dalamud Beis is basically Rav Huna. you got to take it easy, right? That you're going too far with Rav Yossi. So let's start. Esve. We're on the bottom of Yud Dalamud Beis, four lines from the bottom. So Esve Rav Nachman la Rav Huna la Olamein Bokarisai Shifago B'Shteim B'Chazais. So our first challenge goes like this: we have a brisa. Skip the parentheses. And the brisa says, La'olam, ain bo karis, there is no karis, meaning there's no pigol, ad shifagol b'shtehem b'chazayis, until I'm a fagol in both of them. In both of them, the shear of a chazayis. Remember, everything needs a shear, and so over here, we're having the shear in discussion is chazayis, because pigol is an act of eating, and eating is chazayis. Now, b'shtehem b'achas mehen lo. Now look, the Braisa says two obviously, two means two and not one. Okay, that part we got. So money. So who's the author of this Braisa? Who's speaking this? When the Braisa says that you need to be mefagel, you need to have in mind two of them, not one of them. So Ilema Rabbanan Filabachas Mem Nami. So look, I already can tell you it's not the Chachamim. Because if you go back to our Mishnah, you remember the Mishnah said that according to the Chachamim, once you have one loaf in mind, or kezias of one loaf, pigle spreads. And pigle spreads to this loaf and to the other loaf as well. So I already can tell you that this braisa does not belong to the, is not opined by the Chachamim. Ela Pshita Rav Yossi. Okay, so this brisa is authored by Rav Yossi. Now, here, this part's a little bit tricky, but follow. I amart bishlam achad gufahu mishum hachi mitzaref. Look, in this brisa, what did we just learn? That according to Rav Yossi, in this brisa, if I have a kezias of the two loaves of bread, meaning a little bit of this bread, a half a kezias of this loaf, and a little bit of this loaf, a half a kezias of this loaf, they can combine so that there would be pigel. Now, I amart bishlam achad gufahu mishum hachi mitzaref. I can understand how we're gonna look at the two loaves of bread. We're gonna look at it as one entity, a single entity. But if the two loaves of bread are looked at as two separate entities, so mim it's starving. So how in the world can they combine? They can't combine. And essentially, what the Gemara is asking is the following. What did Rav Huna try to do with Rav Yossi? As I described earlier, he tried to run with it. Take Rav Yossi and run with it. And he said that, look, when I have an animal, I can so to say divide the limbs. I can have an intent about one limb, and it won't affect the other limb. You can't do that. The limbs are all coming, they're all emanating from a single body, from a single unit, from a single entity. And that's why if I have intent on one limb, the other limb is going to become subject to pigel as well, even according to Rav Yossi. It's only when in the Mishnah, where I have the two loaves of bread and the Torah describes them as two separate entities, and I only think about one, then it's one, not the other. But once I put the two of them together, so then they become one unified entity. So the Gemara says, so Rav Huna, doesn't sound like you're right. Doesn't sound like that what Rav Yossi will be doing is looking at an animal and saying, oh, we could divide the limbs. No, you can't divide the limbs. Limbs are coming from one entity, from one whole. So the Gemara, in defense of Rav Huna, says, Hamani Rebihi. Well, I'll tell you like this. This brisa that we just quoted on the bottom of the previous Amud, that brisa really is authored by Rebbe. Meaning we're going to introduce now a third opinion. So far we have the Chachamim, we have Rebbe Yossi, and now we're introducing Rebbe, Ditanya. Now what is Rebbe's opinion? The Gemara quotes the brisa. Hashochet es kevas lechochati zayis mechalazu. V'chein chaver lechochati zayis mechalazu. Rebbe Omer. Omer ani. Shezeh kosher. Okay. Rebbe gives the following scenario. I shecht one of the lambs on Shavuos. And while shechting this one lamb, I say, I'm going to eat half a kezias of one loaf of bread, chutzuzmana. And I, while shechting the second lamb, I say, same thing. I'm going to eat from this loaf of bread, meaning once the other loaf, chutzuzmana, outside prescribed time. So Rebbe says, Omer, Omer, Ani, I say, kosher. I think it's fine.
It's pigle.
Right?
It's not subject to pigle.
Taima da amar chatzi chatzi. Now what's the issue over here? The issue is that with each act of shechita, you did not have a full shear in mind. But if he says, I want to eat a kezais from both of them, mitzdarev, then it would in fact combine. Okay. Here's the problem. We just introduced ourselves to the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe says half with one and half with the other does not work, which would indicate that if I have a full kezias, right, with either one of them, it would in fact work. Wait a second. Rebbe's what, a third opinion? He's a new, Rebbe just came on the scene. In other words, where is Rebbe on the issue of pigel spreading? Rebbe Aliba Damani, Aliba de Rabbanan Filabachas Mehem Nami. Look, if Rebbe agreed with the opinion of the Chachamim, remember the Chachamim said pigel spreads. Even by the Shtei HaLechem, pigel spreads. So once I pigel on part of it, or on one of the loaves, it will spread to the other loaf. So we can't put Rebbe in the camp with the Chachamim. And I Aliba de Rav Yossi, and look, and if Rebbe feels like Rav Yossi, Haja Krishan Laduchte. So we're back to square one. Because all you've now done is basically introduce Rav Yossi by presenting it to us, the opinion of Rebbe. But Rebbe and Rav Yossi are really one and the same. And again, it comes back to the issue of Rav Huna, you're going too far. Because we only see Rabbi Yossi, and now we're going to add to that Rebbe in the context of the Shtei Halachim, where I treat the two of them like one unit. But in the case of an animal, where, what am I going to do? I'm going to point to that limb. I'm going to point to that limb. I can't look at the limbs as separate entities. The limbs are all part of one animal. So even Rabbi Yossi would agree over there that if I have pig on one limb, it's going to spread to the other limb. So the Gemara says like this: okay, so we'll do it like this. Rebbe really agrees with the Chachamim. Okay, ad shiyfagel bishneihem. We're going to make a change in the Braisa, subtle but significant. The Braisa, instead of saying the words bishteihem, we're going to say bishneihem. The afilu beachas mehem. Okay. And the change goes like this. When you read the Braisa the first time, you thought that when we were saying that I need to have pigle in both of them, it means both loaves of bread. The Gemara says that's not correct. What it means is that when I shecht both lambs, I have to have pigle in mind. This takes us back to a discussion that we had yesterday, which we're going to revisit today. And that is the following. When we're talking about pigle, so you need to have a machshava during a full avoda. Not a partial avoda, but a full avoda. Meaning a full act of shechita, a full act of zrika. It's got to be during the entire avoda. On Shavuos, there are two lambs.
Is this one?
You need to offer both lambs in order to eat the two loaves of bread. So in other words, those two lambs are one avoda. In order to affect pigle on Shavuos, you need to have a kavana for lamb one and lamb two. If you only have a machshavas pigle during one of the two lambs, that's half. That's chatzi matir. Ein mefaga mechatzi matir. Now, Rav Meir, who we saw back in Zvachim, and we're going to see right now, he subscribes to the idea that you can be mefaga b'chatzi matir, and the Gemara says that's exactly the point. We want to demonstrate that we don't agree with Rav Meir, ein mefaga b'chatzi matir. Yes.
How about if you have a machshava of half a kazayit of one and half the other, then it starts?
Okay, so good. So stay tuned because that's what we're going to discuss. The amar mefaga b'chatzi matir, kamash malan delo. So the Gemara says, and that the whole point of the Braisa is to tell us that we don't subscribe to Meir, ein mefagla mechatzi matir. So the Gemara says, Yihachi, my la'olam. All right, I hear that, but if I go back to the Braisa and you go back to the previous page and you look at the bottom of the page, look at the word that the Braisa opens up with. La'olam ein bokaris ashi faga b'shtein b'chazayis. The word la'olam is a definitive statement. When the Braisa starts off with la'olam, it means it will not become pigle until, right? So what does that mean? So iamar bishtehem uvishnehem v'rav yosihi ula afuki midra meru midra banan kasi haine de kamar la'olam. So the Gemara says, I want to offer you a pshat in la'olam and a really good pshat in la'olam. La'olam means nothing becomes pigle until two things happen. Number one, I have to have a machshava for both animals, meaning while I'm shechting kevis one and I shech kevis two, I have to have a machshava chutzas mano, because the two lambs on Shavuos are a package deal, and so therefore I need to have a machshava for both. And so therefore, that's point number one the Bryce is making, is that if I only have a machshava for one of the two animals, that's half. That's half a matir, and that's unacceptable. That doesn't create pigle. Two is that I have to have both loaves in mind.
Right.
Because the Braisa is subscribing to the viewpoint of Rav Yossi that pigle doesn't spread from one to the other. Okay, good. That's excellent shot in the word la'olam. Mm-hmm. Because that's basically saying you need both animals in mind and both loaves in mind in order for pigle to happen. Ella, iamar rabbanu lafuke midra meir. But if the whole point of the Braisa is just simply to say that we don't agree with Rav Meir, my la'olam. The word la'olam, that's too strong a word. The selection of la'olam, that it's rough. Because La'olam is telling you it's not pigul until, right? That's, but all we're doing over here is just simply saying we don't agree with Rav Meir. The Braisa could have just simply said we don't agree with Rav Meir. La'olam is so much more definitive than that. It means we don't agree with Rav Meir and we don't agree with the Chachamim. I need to have both lambs in mind while doing the while having the machshav of pigul, and that's the matir. And I need to have both loaves in mind in order for it to become in order for pigul to take place. Okay, so that's step number one for today. And I know that was a little bit tricky, and I'm not sure if I did a great job explaining it. But the point is that number one, we have a braisa which states clearly that this act of pigul for the two loaves of bread, according to Rav Yossi, meaning we're pretty clear that this braisa is going like Rav Yossi. It doesn't seem right. And it's excluding ourselves from the position of the Chachamim. And in order to have both loaves in mind, you have to actually have both loaves in mind. Va'od. And furthermore, Hamar Rav Ashi Tashma Rabbi Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi quotes in the name of Rav Yossi, Pigal B'davar Nasa B'chutz, Pigal. B'davar Nasa B'fnim, Lo Pigal. Ketzad, if, let's go through the example. Haya Omer B'chutz. If let's say the person standing outside, meaning in the courtyard, in the temple courtyard, and he says, "Hareni shochet, I'm doing the act of shechita, and to what end? Amanas lahazos midam olamacher. I'm going to sprinkle the blood. We're talking about a chatas apnimi. I'm going to sprinkle the blood in the heichal tomorrow. Okay, now that's an inappropriate time, but it's for an activity inside the heichal. Lo pigo. Why? Because I'm having a machshava with a exterior of Oda, meaning shechita, on an interior activity which is sprinkling. That doesn't create pigul. Haya omer bifnim v'omer hareini mazeh amanas lahakter yimuv lamachar v'lishpuch shirayim lamachar lo pigul. Shemachshava bifnim b'davar nasa b'chutz. I'm sorry. B'davar nasa b'chutz. And the opposite is also true. If while sprinkling the inner inside the heichal, and I have an intent, you know, when I do the shirayim outside, or if I going to burn the imurim outside on the outer mizbeach, I'll do it tomorrow, inappropriate time. You have not affected pigul because you're thinking about an outer activity and a courtyard activity while being in the heichal, and that doesn't work. Haya omid b'chutz v'amar arena shochet amanat l'shpoch shirayim l'macher u'la'aktir imurim l'macher pigal shemachsheva b'chutz v'davar nasa b'chutz. Okay, and finally, if I have an intent to sprinkle to burn the imurim while sprinkling the blood, okay, good. Good meaning you've affected pigal because you thought about an external avoda while doing an external avoda. Okay, now lishpoch shirayim la'afkule mai. Now, when you do shvichas hadam, when you're pouring the blood, what exactly is becoming pigul? Meaning, I understand that you have a consideration of something becoming pigul, but what? What's becoming pigul? Now, don't tell me the blood's becoming pigul. Ilei la'afkule dam dami mifagel. Blood does not become pigul. Remember, cause and effect. In the world of pigul, it's cause and effect. Blood can cause pigul. Blood does not become pigul. Right? Blood is a matir. V'hatnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Going back to Zvachim. Eilu dram shein chayav ala mishim pigul. Hakamat v'alavon v'aktoros u'minchas kohanim u'minchas nesachim u'minchas kohan mashiach. V'hadam. Blood does not become pigul. Blood is a matir. It's a cause. It causes pigul. It doesn't become pigul. So what's becoming pigol? The correct answer is the meat. So think about it. What just happened over there? While sprinkling the blood, I thought, I can't wait to pour the shirayim of the blood tomorrow. Okay? So he was thinking about what part of the animal, the blood of the animal, what becomes pigol? Not the blood. The meat. So, Rav Yossi mifagel, powerful question against Rav Huna. What we just saw over here in this Braisa is that what he was thinking about was the blood and pigle spread from the blood to the meat. And he wasn't even thinking about the meat. He was just thinking about the blood. And meanwhile, we look at the animal as one entity, as one unit. And so therefore, as long as you're thinking about blood, pigle spreads to the meat. So over here, if you...
The blood was going to be for the Mizbeach and the meat was going to be for you to eat.
Yes, and it doesn't matter because blood and meat are all part of the one animal.
If you eat the meat, you get karis.
Correct. And so what Rav Huna offered as a suggestion in the very beginning of today's daf is that if I have pigle on one limb, that other limb doesn't become pigle. It can't be. If I'm having a machshava on blood and the spreads to the meat, blood and meat, they're two different items, but it's all part of the same animal. So if I have pigle on one limb, you don't think it's going to spread to the other limb? Powerful question against Rav Huna. The pigle be yerach small. Okay, fine. Period. Or question mark. Okay.
Does pigle only apply to consumable?
Only consumable goods. Goods. And that's the key with the whole case of the blood. Because blood's not a consumable good. You don't eat the blood. In fact, you're not allowed to eat the blood. Yet, blood is part of the animal. So once I think about pigle on the blood, it spreads to the animal. Okay? Spreads to the meat of the animal. That's question number one. Now, it's such a powerful question. Really, Rav Huna's not going to get up from that question. But, you know, when you have somebody down...
Pushing down.
Right, you're right, so...
Kick him again.
Okay, never mind. bad analogy. Va'od, Hama Ravina Tashma. Okay, we're going to do this again. We're just going to do this with another Braisa and another Amora. If I do kemitza, the kemitzas of the mincha, in order to eat the shirayim, or to burn the kometz tomorrow, okay, that's important, to burn the kometz tomorrow, right, Rav Yossi says, look, you're going to be chayav karis over there. One of the cases that we just described was, I'm going to burn the comets tomorrow. What are you eating?
Right,
let's put it that way. I'm sorry, I'm just
trying.
Right. La'avgule mai. Ilema la'avgule comets. What's going to become pigle? The comets is going to become pigle? Comets is not going to become pigle. You're not eating comets. Comets goes up on the mizbech. Okay, we're just going to go back to that same Mishnah in Zvachim. Hakomets, and we don't even have to quote the rest of the Mishnah. You don't eat komets. Komets doesn't become pigle. That which becomes pigle is the shirayim. Hashta. And so we're going to make the same point again. You weren't even thinking about the shirayim. Mifkalei. Oh boy. So again, it's the same question and it's powerful. You weren't even thinking about the shirayim. You were just thinking about the komets. And pigle spread. Spread from the komets to the shirayim. Even this is all according to Rav Yossi. So now, you're going to tell me that if I have an intent to eat one limb, chutz manu, you don't think it's going to spread to the other limb of that same animal? Okay. So now, essentially what we have done is we have deconstructed Rav Huna. Okay? As I predicted... I'm saying, you know, I looked at the Gemara before sitting down over here. It wasn't any prophetic powers. But we have deconstructed Rav Huna. So in other words, Rav Huna is not correct. Even according to Rav Yossi, if I have an intent to eat one of the limbs, chutz mano, pigle is going to spread to the rest of the animal, even to the limb that I didn't have in mind. Okay. So now that that's true, and Rav Huna is not correct about that, as it seems, okay, I need an explanation for Rav Yossi. I need now to go back to Rav Yossi. I need to go all the way back to the beginning of today's daf. I need to go back to the Mishnah, and I need to offer something in Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says that if I shech the two lambs to eat one of the chalos chutz zmano, the other one is unaffected. not totally unaffected, right? It's possible, but for our discussion, let's just say unaffected. So how come? Because in the case of the animal, pigle spreads. In the case of a comet and shirayim, according to Rabbi Yossi, pigle spreads. In the case, I can keep going. In the case of blood and the meat of an animal, pigle spreads. So I see that according to Rav Yossi, pigle spreads. So how come in the case of the Shtei Alechem, pigle doesn't spread? Okay, so I'm Rav Yochanan. Ella, that word Ella is important, because Ella basically says everything we did up until now, we got rewarded for the Limud HaTorah. Right, that those last 30 minutes were, you know, those points collect. But right. But in terms of how we're going to conclude, we're going to have a different approach. Ela Amar Rav Yochanan Hanu Taima de Rav Yossi Hakasav Asam Guf Echad VeHakasav Asam Shnei Gufin. All right. It's Rav Yochanan says it's the Torah. Go back to Chumash. We go back to the Pesukim that I started off with this morning. And the Torah describes the Shtei Halachim on Shavuos. Where am I? Where did I go? Here I am. Parshas Amor. V'yikrafta mincha chadash ala Hashem. Me'moshe osechem taviu lechem tenufa shtayim. You're going to bring two loaves of bread. So there the Torah calls it one or two. The Torah calls it two. Okay? So the two loaves of bread are really two units. Shnei esronim solas tihiyena. And it will be two esronim. So it's, Rav Yochanan says, it's really, the ambiguity of the Shtei Alechem is contained right in the Torah. The Torah calls the two loaves of bread on Shavuos shtayim, which means two, and it says, solas tihiyena. It will be made up of it.
It's one.
It is one. So it's the ambiguity contained in the Torah. Mm-hmm. Meaning the Shtei Alechem can be two, it can be one. It can be both. Mm-hmm. Well, which one is it going to be? It depends how you view it. I'm Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says like this. So it's Guf Echad, it's Ma'akev one another. Meaning, one doesn't come without the other. Right? It's a package deal. Shnei gufin de amar rachmana halachud avida v'halachud avida. Even though it's a package deal, but they have to be prepared separately. They can't be prepared together. I don't need a huge dough and separate it into two. Each one has to be prepared on its own. Arvinu mit arvin. If you decide that I'm going to combine it in my mind, meaning, I'm going to treat it like one. It's mit arev. They're combined. Da kasav asim guf echad. Palginu mi palgei. And if I divide it, if I differentiate it, so then they become divided. Da kasav asim shnei gufin. Because the Torah, in fact, makes it two. Okay, good. Now we have it. That's it. That's it. Your intent, meaning, however you're going to view it, that's what it's going to be. So now we understand Rav Yossi in the Mishnah. Look, when it comes to an animal, it's all the same. The blood, the meat, it's all the same. When it comes to a mincha, kol mishirayim, it's all from the same. Right? And but when it comes to the Shtei Alechem, could go either way. So if I sit there on Shavuos and I say, while shechting my kvasim, I'm shechting my lambs, that I'm going to eat one of the two loaves chutz zmano, so I just separated my mind. And they become separate. So the one that I had in mind now becomes pigle, and the other one is not pigle. It's that simple. On the other hand, the same Rav Yossi, if I have both of them in mind, they could be treated like one unit. To the degree in which I can even have both of them in mind and say, I'm going to eat a half a kezayis of this one chutz zmano, and I'm going to eat a half a kezayis of this one chutz zmano, and I can, they'll have a shear of a full kezayis to eat it in order to create pigle. Good. And that it's a good pshat in Rav Yossi, and the Gemara's accepted pshat in Rav Yossi. By Rav Yochanan. Let's finish the daf. Rav Yochanan said, Rav Yochanan asked the following question. Pigle balach metod damahu. Bimenchas mafe tana, I'm sorry, bimenchas mafe mahu. The lachmei torah, the loaves of bread for the carpenter are 40 in total. Well, later in the Masechta, we'll talk much more about this in detail. 4 different types, 10 of each, 40 in total. The minchas ma'afet, the baked oven mincha, where also 10 loaves of bread, 2 different types. So, Rav Yossi, does he do the same thing over there? Separate. So, Tanali Rav Tachlifa mi'marav v'chein ataomer v'lach mitor v'chein ataomer b'minchas ma'afet. And the Gemara's answer is very clear. Yes, they become separated as well, according to Rav Yossi. Tanu Rabbanu
b'shashkita. Maybe with the option to combine or no?
Yeah, you can't combine.
Tough question.
No, it depends on his intent. If it's
one, you... Does that same rule apply?
Yeah, in other words, does the Torah also provide in both of those cases the ambiguity of one and two?
One unit or 40 or, you know...
Simple Pshat in the Gemara is yes. But I don't know if the Pesukim... Right, in other words, here you have Pesukim that actually indicate two or one. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. B'shat shchita chishav la'achol chatzi zayitz, b'shat zrika chishav la'achol chatzi zayitz. Pigo mimnei sheshchita v'zrika mitztarfin. Look, in the zevach world, if I shecht with an intent to eat half a kezayis, chutz mano, and then when I do zrika, which is, you know, 3 steps later, so I'm now, it's a different avoda, but, you know, of the same carbon, I think about now I'm going to eat another chatzi zayitz, chutz mano, they combine. Now, what did we just do? We took avoda 1 and we took avoda 4 and we combined the two. Now, what if I did 2 and 3? So the Gemara over here has 2 viewpoints. So the Gemara's first argument is it's got to be 1 and 4, not 2 and 3. Because 1 and 4, those are significant. Shechting, that's a matir, right? It allows you to eat the animal.
Really
it brings blood into your hands. But the Kabbalah Saddam and the Holacha, necessary, okay? I don't want to minimize. They're necessary, but they're not matirin. One is a matir, Shechita is a matir, 4 is a matir, Zrika Saddam is a matir. But 2 and 3, the Gemara says, maybe not. The Gemara says the argument can go the other way. If 1 and 4 can combine and they're far away from one another, they're the extremities of the avodas. So you don't think 2 and 3 can combine as well?
What about 1 and 3 and 2 and 4?
Right. In the Gemara's answer, it sounds like my Levi Omerli that 1 and 3 and 2 and 4 would combine as well. Eni, the Gemara says, V'hatini levi arba avodas ein mitztarfen lepigel, shchita v'ezrika kabbalah v'holacha. So the Gemara says, I have a braisa quoted by Levi that says, you don't combine. So Amirav, Lokasha, Arabi, Arabanan. So the Gemara says, that's not difficult. Meaning, there are 2 viewpoints on this issue of whether or not you can combine avodas. If I have a chatzi shir in one avoda and a chatzi shir in another avoda, the fact of whether they can be combined is subject to a basic machlokas to Tanya. We learned on a brisa. Shochet is a kevas lechol chatzi zayis michal ozu v'chein chaver lechol chatzi zayis michal ozu. Rebbe Omer ani shezek kasher. So Rebbe says that would in fact be not pigle. They don't combine. So Amalei Abaye says, wait a second. Right? You're going very fast. No, because the 2 lambs on Shavuos are both necessary. So that's a chatzi matir and a chatzi achila. Kulo matir v'chatzi achila mishamalei. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about shechting a carbon. That in of itself is a full matir. Zrika sadam. That in of itself is a full matir. So your citation of Rebbe right now doesn't really speak to our discussion. Our discussion is while doing a full avoda and having half a shear in mind. Amalei Rava Barav Chan La'abaye V'i Isla L'Rebbe Kula Mati V'chatzi Achila Ligzer Chatzi Mati V'chatzi Achila. So the Gemara says, well, maybe you're right, but shouldn't we be now talking about Gzeira? Meaning that if in fact Rebbe would agree that a full matir with a chatzi achila is pigol. So wouldn't we be making a gzer of chatzi matir and chatzi achila? Look, and now for the rest of today's daf, we get to talk about the gzeres the rabbanan. A chatzi matir v'chatzi achila. Atu kula matir v'chatzi achila. Look, the Gemara says we've seen already a number of people making gzeras in the world of pigol. Number one, Rabbi Yossi gazer, v'rabbanan gazrei. Rabbi Yossi made a gzera, the Chachamim made a gzera. The Gemara cites both of these. Rabbi Yossi gazer did not lahakter levanta lamachar. Rabbi Yossi omer pasal ve'ein bo kares. The Chachamim omer pigol v'chayav and alav kares. Let's go back to yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf. I did the kamitza in order to offer the Lavona tomorrow. Now that's a matir on a matir. Now Rav Yossi says that's nothing. A matir on a matir, that's nothing. Those are two causes. You can't affect pigol by, while doing one cause, doing one matir, having another matir in mind. But what did Rav Yossi say? The carbon's disqualified. What's that disqualification? That's exera de Rabbanan. That's number one. Number two, Rabbanan Nami Gazi did not pick up the comets for love of Lavona, but Lavona for love of comets. Rabbi Omer, Omer, Pigol, the Chayav and Lav Kares, the Chachamim, Omer, Ein Bo Kares, Ashi Yafaga, the Cholamatir. Look, in terms of burning the comets and Lavona, you need to burn both. You need to burn both. If I burn one of the two, that's Chatzi Matir. Ein Mefaglim, the Chatzi Matir. And yet, what do the Chachamim say? That there's no Kares until you do both. What does it sound like he's saying? If I do one of the two, it's disqualified, there's just no kares. So, you see that there's gzeres derabanan. So why don't we talk about gzeres derabanan in the context of Rebbe? So Amalei Hachihasha, the Gemara says, no, we're not going to talk about a gzeres derabanan. Bishlam ha'asam gazer Rebbe Yossi, kometz de lavona, atu kometz de mincha, atu kometz de mincha. Look, in Rebbe Yossi's case, it's fair to make a gzera. Because sometimes kamitza by itself is significant, i.e. when you're doing the act of kamitza. So if I'm burning the kamitza...
There's no levana. There's no levana.
Right, but when I'm burning kamitza, it's true I need to burn kamitza and levona. You're right. But kamitza by itself is sometimes a significant act, i.e. when I'm doing the kamitza. So when I'm getting the fistful of flour out of the mincha, so there it's shaykh to make a gzera. And Rabbanan Gazri comments out to comments to Minchas Chote Ulavona. I'm sorry, to Minchas Chote. And look, and the Chachamim are going to make a gzera about the comments because sometimes you have kmitza without Lavona, i.e., the Mincha Vachote. Ulavona to Lavona Hababe Bazichin. All right, and sometimes Lavona comes by itself in the form of the two spoonfuls of the Lachem upon him. And Kvasim Nami Keves Atu Keves Chavero. Bazach Atu Bazach Chavero. Elahacha. Okay, so in other words, the Gemara says it's shaykh to talk about zeras because there are scenarios where Lavona comes by itself and Kometz comes by itself. But over here, Hacha Mi'ika Chatzi Matir V'Chatzi Achila Ba'alma. Where else do you have a scenario of half a Matir and half an Achila? It only comes up in one scenario, and that's Shavuos. The Lekum V'Ligzer. Hachenami mistabed the time of the Rabbanim Mishum Hachihu. Diktani Seifa. Modim Chachamim L'Rav Meir. B'minchas Chote, U'minchas Kanoshi. Impigo B'Kometz, Shepigo V'Chayav N'Lav Karetz, Shekometz Hu Amater. So Lama L'Limitznei Klal, why do I need to even put that part in altogether? Pshita Mi'ika Matir Achrina, El Alav HaKamashman, the time of the Kometz Mishum, the Ika Kometz, the Minchas Chote, the Damilei. When it's Shaykh to talk about Exera the Rabbanan, i.e. when there's no, when the, by comets, because sometimes comets can come by itself without Lavona, so then we could talk about Gzera de Rabbanan. But here, in the case of the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem upon him, sorry, in the Shtei Alechem and the Shnei Kvasim HaShvuos, it's the only time you have Chatzi Matir and Chatzi Achila. Okay. Okay, quickly to summarize, the big issue for today does is pigel spread. This, when I have a kezias of some of the carbon in mine, does pigel spread? And the answer essentially is, yeah, it does. I mean, to take an entire daf and to capsule it and to encapsulate into one sentence, pigol does spread. And if I have the blood of mine, it spreads to the meat. If I have the comments of mine, it spreads to the shirayim. If I have one limb in mine, it spreads to the other limb. And even Rav Yossi basically agrees with this premise. And the only point of departure of Rav Yossi from the Chachamim is only in the Shtei Halechem. Because in the world of Shtei Halechem, the Gemara thought to give a pshat, Rav Huna thought to give a pshat, but in the world of the Shtei Halechem, the Torah treats it like one, and the Torah treats it like two. And if you treat it like two separate loaves of bread, so then they are divided, and pigel does not spread from one to the other. Okay, that's the main part of today's daf. And then the daf went off on discussing number one being mitzarif avodas, and number two making gzeirah derabbanan. When is it shaykh to make a gzeirah derabbanan in the world of pigel? Okay, stop over here tomorrow.